Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about inventions. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list 8H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list 8H what each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I know there's a lot of controversy on their effects on the environment, but I think the aerosol can is an amazing invention. The concept of the aerosol originated as early as 1790, when self-pressurized carbonated beverages were introduced in France. In 1949, canned spray paint was invented by Edward Seymour, and the first colour was aluminium. Seymour's wife suggested the use of the aerosol can filled with paint. I use these for large murals, and of course the modern robotic versions are used in industry to spray things such as cars. I get a lot of criticism for using aerosols, but I don't drive a car, so my contribution to the pollution problem is a lot less than most people I know, so I don't lose sleep over it.
Speaker 2.
Now you may argue that this isn't really an invention, because it's not a machine or a gadget, but denim jeans that have revolutionized the world. Look around you, denim is everywhere, and is a great equalizer of class, as the poorest kid on the street to the wealthiest film star wears jeans. I wear them to work every day, and wouldn't cope without them outside in the weather and dealing with the cattle. The only time I don't wear them is if I go to the theater or to a nice restaurant. That's quite a rare event, though.
Speaker 3.
I have a lot of free time now, so I often go to fairs and exhibitions, and the Toy Fair is always a favorite of mine, despite my age. In my day, of course, there was no such thing as a robotic toy. This robotic dog was just wonderful. I used to have a dog, but I don't have the energy to walk one now, so this would make a great substitute. I spent an hour playing with it at the toy fair, and I did get some funny looks. It works on voice recognition, so you really do feel like you are the master and it has its own personality, like a real pet. Of course it doesn't, but the fantasy is fun. I'm very tempted to spend some of my retirement fund on one.
Speaker 4.
This invention goes back hundreds of years. In fact, Leonardo da Vinci actually designed a bicycle in 1490, although it was never made. Mind you, he seemed to draw just about every modern invention hundreds of years before they were actually invented. Pure genius. You wouldn't catch him without a job. My friends and family call me the biker because I cycle everywhere. Until I get a salary, I can't afford a car. But I'm not sure that I really want one. Maybe I should be a postal worker. I could cycle all day delivering letters. Sounds good.
Speaker 5.
I love detective novels and films, and have always been interested in forensic science. I think the polygraph machine or lie detector is a fabulous device. I'd love to have one. I certainly know a few people I'd like to try it on, especially when I suspect someone is being aggressive towards a relative. My job is pretty stressful at times, and it's hard to get the truth out of people, especially when they're frightened of the consequences. It's often what they don't say that gives the game away.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. Speaker 1.
I know there's a lot of controversy on their effects on the environment, but I think the aerosol can is an amazing invention. The concept of the aerosol originated as early as 1790, when self-pressurized carbonated beverages were introduced in France. In 1949, canned spray paint was invented by Edward Seymour, and the first colour was aluminium. Seymour's wife suggested the use of the aerosol can filled with paint. I use these for large murals, and of course the modern robotic versions are used in industry to spray things such as cars. I get a lot of criticism for using aerosols, but I don't drive a car, so my contribution to the pollution problem is a lot less than most people I know, so I don't lose sleep over it.
Speaker 2.
Now you may argue that this isn't really an invention, because it's not a machine or a gadget, but denim jeans that have revolutionized the world. Look around you. Denim is everywhere, and is a great equalizer of class, as the poorest kid on the street to the wealthiest film star wears jeans. I wear them to work every day, and wouldn't cope without them outside in the weather and dealing with the cattle. The only time I don't wear them is if I go to the theater or to a nice restaurant. That's quite a rare event, though.
Speaker 3.
I have a lot of free time now, so I often go to fairs and exhibitions, and the toy fair is always a favourite of mine, despite my age. In my day, of course, there was no such thing as a robotic toy. This robotic dog was just wonderful. I used to have a dog, but I don't have the energy to walk one now, so this would make a great substitute. I spent an hour playing with it at the toy fair, and I did get some funny looks. It works on voice recognition, so you really do feel like you are the master and it has its own personality, like a real pet. Of course it doesn't, but the fantasy is fun. I'm very tempted to spend some of my retirement fund on one.
Speaker 4.
This invention goes back hundreds of years. In fact, Leonardo da Vinci actually designed a bicycle in 1490, although it was never made. Mind you, he seemed to draw just about every modern invention hundreds of years before they were actually invented. Pure genius. You wouldn't catch him without a job. My friends and family call me the biker because I cycle everywhere. Until I get a salary, I can't afford a car, but I'm not sure that I really want one. Maybe I should be a postal worker. I could cycle all day delivering letters. Sounds good.
Speaker 5.
I love detective novels and films, and have always been interested in forensic science. I think the polygraph machine or lie detector is a fabulous device. I'd love to have one. I certainly know a few people I'd like to try it on, especially when I suspect someone is being aggressive towards a relative. My job is pretty stressful at times, and it's hard to get the truth out of people, especially when they're frightened of the consequences. It's often what they don't say that gives the game away.
That's the end of part 4.